Well, I think we've seen pretty quickly that the center of gravity has shifted away from the Chief Justice and towards some combination of justices Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, but really mostly Justice Kavanaugh. And so, for example, Justice Kavanaugh joined each of the court's first 31 majority opinions this term, a streak that he only broke last Thursday in the most recent decision in an immigration case called Nez Chavez versus Garland, the only justice for whom that was true. I mean, he was in the majority literally 100% of the time through last Wednesday. I think that's a pretty powerful sign that Justice Kavanaugh really has emerged as the new median, not necessarily moderate, justice. And that's a pretty significant shift over the course of 3 years from Justice Anthony Kennedy, who, of course, we all know was the median vote on the court from 2006 when Justice O'Connor retired, to 2018 when Kennedy retired. And then Kennedy's retirement moved the Chief Justice into that position, as we saw last term. Well, now it really looks like it's Justice Kavanaugh. And I think that has obvious ramifications for how the court's going to move in certain cases, for which kinds of issues it's going to find especially interesting, for how the opinion assignments are handed out. I mean, after all, the opinion is assigned by the senior justice in the majority. If that's, you know, in cases where the court is 6-3, that's still the chief. But in cases in which the court is 5-4 and the chief's on the other side, that may increasingly be Justice Thomas, who's handing out the opinion assignments. And of course, that has ramifications. So part of the shift of the move in center of gravity has been to really elevate, I think, Justice Kavanaugh and rather marginalize Chief Justice Roberts. We've also already seen at least a couple of cases where there's this emerging 3-3-3 split, where you have Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch all the way at one end of the spectrum, Justices Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan at the other, and this sort of middle ground being marked out by all three of the Chief Justice, Justice Kavanaugh, and Justice Barrett. Right. And that's been true both in a couple of cases that were 6-3, but where the six disagreed as to why. It's also been in a couple of orders, right, where the three dissenters have been Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch, and we haven't heard from the Chief Barrett and Kavanaugh. So again, sort of much more interesting and complicated alignments than what we had for the 12 years in which Justice Kennedy really was the dominant figure in any of the even remotely divisive disputes, and even for the 2.5 years, right, where that was the Chief Justice. Finally, and this is, I think, perhaps of most relevance to labor and employment law specifically, the cases that are not unanimous, the divisive cases where the Democratic appointees are still ending up in the majority, have typically been where the majority includes at least the Chief and Justice Kavanaugh. So we've actually seen 3 cases already this term where the Chief and Justice Kavanaugh joined Sotomayor, Kagan, Breyer, either over 4 dissents or at least on grounds that were slightly different, right, from the other conservatives. So the easiest way, and it's not that easy, for progressives to count to 5 in the new court is probably to pick off the Chief and Kavanaugh. And I think we're going to see more of those before the term is over. All right, so that's the first and by far the most significant shift, is that we've already seen this profound movement in the court center of gravity. And I should say, I mean, we are just over, even though the, you know, arguments for the term concluded on Tuesday, the court is just over the halfway point in handing down decisions in argued cases. It's handed down, I think, only about, yeah, half of, I think, the 56 argued cases. And so there's, you know, a lot of these are fairly preliminary conclusions, although my hunch is that this data will harden up over the next 6-7 weeks as we get the rest of the opinions from this term. Okay, the second major shift, and this is more specific, but it's probably a fairly obvious point as well, is that the shift from Justice Barrett, Justice Ginsburg, Justice Barrett, of course, has not changed the outcome in lots of cases where the chief, for example, was already in the majority with the conservatives. But it has, or at least will, become outcome determinative in cases in which the chief might have joined the Democratic appointees on the merits. And so in this respect, you know, I think the best examples are 2 pretty important rulings from the last 2 terms that were 5-4 with the chief and the 4 Democratic appointees in the majority. One is the ruling from last term invalidating the Trump administration's rescission of DACA, and the other from the term before, invalidating the Trump administration's effort to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. In both of those cases, I think it's not going out on a limb to suggest that had Justice Ginsburg not been on the court, had Justice Barrett been confirmed, those cases come out 5-4 the other way. And it's quite possible we're going to see at least a couple more of those cases this term and certainly in the terms to come. One other, of course, pretty big case from last term that looked like that was June Medical versus Russo, the Louisiana abortion case, where although the chief did not join Justice Breyer's plurality opinion, right, his concurrence in the judgment was the critical fifth vote. It wouldn't be the fifth vote now. So major shift number two is there are going to be at least some bucket of cases, right, where on the merits, Justice Barrett replacing Justice Ginsburg is going to be outcome determinative. Although I do think this is not as large a tranche of cases as we might think, certainly not as large a tranche as when Justice Kavanaugh replaced Justice Kennedy, just because of, I think, where the court was already lining up on these questions. And in the context of labor and employment law specifically, I mean, I think, you know, this crowd doesn't need me to tell you that the battle lines were already pretty well drawn on divisive labor and employment law disputes before Justice Ginsburg died. And that, you know, this is at best maybe one more vote for a position that was already fairly well entrenched.